hung out with Mo and Johnny B during the pub crawl.
I saw a very flattering picture that 1025 The Bone tweeted out. It's a picture of you at the microphone, yeah. And you look like you were in mid-blink, so you're like this.
And I was like, they tweeted it out?
Yeah, and I go, great. They don't retake the... Carmen, don't get Carmen started.
There's not enough horrible pictures of me on Twitter. Yes, Carmen.
Exactly. Oh, no. Like I said, I went through the pub crawl pictures on theboneonline.com. And
that's your boyfriend, Gravedigger.
They just throw him up there. They do not take
kind of like what you did to John Brennan when he was in here?
Yep.
Yeah.
What is that is on the screen right now?
That is an iron.
Yeah, I don't know. They're random pictures. There was like a little girl earlier, like pointing to a picture.
Whose picture gallery are we going through on that thing? Me.
Anyway, the pub crawl was a huge success despite the weather.
Uh-huh.
I thought that the rain, I'm almost wanted to be like, I'm not going to go. Just because I thought it was going to be terrible. And then I got to the first bar. I haven't even compared notes with you guys. I went to that Rowdy's Den bar, and in 5 minutes it filled up. I was like, oh, this is actually going to be great.
Yeah, we were at Crowley's, right, Carmen, at the first bar?
Yeah, that was the first one.
And I got to tell you, we started drinking, and then I did a little putt-putt, and then right after putt-putt, it was drinking time, and I don't remember much after that.
Yeah, I started doing shots at the first one. Here's one thing I have to say. Our promotions crew right now... Not Olivero. Everybody else,
right. Fantastic.
Solid.
I'm just kidding, Mike. Yeah, solid. I mean, really, those kids really work their ass off. Roger and JP, you know, who do their show at noon every day here.
Yeah.
Or 11. 11?
They do it at 11.
11 to 2.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Who is it, though? It's Roger.
Hey, me, JP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Roger. He's JP.
And we came down here for the pub crawl, and I was like, I don't know what they expected. It was fantastic.
I had four beers, no one roofied me.
Carmen, did you make out with JP?
No.
I think we did. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just kidding. I woke up the next day, and I found out there was a couple of periscopes I didn't remember.
Okay.
And a couple of pictures I didn't remember taking.
It's a sign of a good night.
It was me, you, and JP, and I don't remember taking those pictures at all.
Yeah, no. I remember when they first got to Janice, and then we were trying to get them to take shots, and Roger's like, no, I don't do
Roger's,
shots.
Roger's done with two beers.
Yeah.
I'm too old for that, guys.
I've been telling him, are we gonna have a party? You gotta drink like the rest of the guys, you know?
Yeah, I had my four beers. That's my fill.
We went over to the Rowdy's Den. We had a good time there. That seemed to go real quick. That was kind of like saying hi to everybody.
Yeah.
Then we went over to One Night Stand.
You're in the middle of complimenting the promo team.
Well, yeah. Roger and JP were saying, when you walk into a place that we're having an event at, you know it from the minute you walk in.
Right.
They got banners everywhere.
It's
they
a
good
got
signs. Yeah, they did a great job. And then we went over to the second place, which is One Night Stand. And we're giving away prizes at every stop. Everybody
right.
gets tickets.
Doing a little putt-putt stuff. And yeah.
So when we get to the second one, the staff is in a panic because I guess One Night Stand had their own tickets.
Oh, boy.
And they were given, they thought, it was just a little miscommunication.
Uh-huh.
And they come up to me, they're like, are we got a problem? And this is that. And I go, what do I do? Am I getting on stage and reading the ticket number? And they go, yeah. And I go, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
I don't care at all. I don't care.
We'll be able to do it.
Right.
You can go, and let's see, who wins this, that guy in the blue shirt?
Mm. Yeah. I don't know who you guys think I am, but as long as we're good, as long as the place looks nice, it's all I care about.
Yeah.
So One Night Stand was great, and we went over to Ringside Cafe, where we hung out there. That's what really put us over, I think.
Yeah.
Ringside, yeah, when I left Ringside, I had Chinese eyes. And then we went to... Janice, and that was a great time too. Dude, the problem with Janice is they're all fans of the show, so
yeah.
Every bartender was like, let me get you another shot. And I'm like, oh, that was it, man. But you know what? A sign of a good night when I walk back to my own hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Walk back, got in my bed. There's nothing more comfortable than sleeping in an X shape in the middle of a bed that you don't even
see. Yeah. Did you witness the rock pyramid of Paper Stanley's?
No, but evidently I did a lot of singing with Joey. What did I sing?
So I don't
even know the words to anything.
I don't remember being on stage. Apparently we were on, Joey's telling me all this on Sunday. We were on stage together at one point. I don't remember
me
that.
Me and you.
Yeah, you and I, giving away stuff. I don't know. And then right after
that. Okay, giving away stuff, I remember. I gave away the cruise.
Oh, you did?
I gave away the cruise.
Nice. Oh.
The best is the first guy that we pulled already was going on the cruise.
Yeah.
So he couldn't go, so we had to give it to another guy.
So what did he put his name in there for?
I think for other prizes. They were giving away other stuff.
I'll allow it.
And then the next guy I pulled, he was couldn't have been happier.
And I don't remember, but I guess I left, and then you stayed up when the Paper Stanley started and sang the first song with them.
What song was it, Joe?
What I Like About You, Romantics.
Did I do all right?
You did a fantastic job.
All right. Did I bully my way in?
It was fantastic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good for me.
And then the Rock Pyramid happened shortly
it
after
did?
That. Yeah.
Oh, I remember
that because I thought it was going to be everyone gets on their hands and knees and they do it like that, but they don't. They just, two guys stand there and then Joe stands on their thighs. And
oh, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't remember a lot of that, but it was really good.
Yeah.
So that's always a sign of a good time. So the second Bone Pump Crawl was great, and we were already discussing the Christmas one, the Santa Pub Crawl that we did last year. We're going to do the second one coming up sometime in December, I'm sure.
Well, I love getting drunk out there.
What's that?
I love getting drunk out there with you guys.
That was really a good time. Yeah. I remember seeing Kelly for 2 seconds.
Was Pete there?
Yes.
Was he really?
Oh,
you seem to be slipping into a little bit of JP while you're saying, it was a really good time.
I saw your girlfriend, Kelly.
Did you really?
Yeah, right? She was there, right?
I think so. The last thing that I clearly
remember. Wait a second. I walked off stage, and I swear I saw you and Kelly kiss.
Really?
Oh.
Man, I hope so.
For real?
Dude, seriously, the last thing I vividly remember and that I could be like, yes, that definitely happened.
Oh, no, I know what that was. That
oysters.
That was Nick, Spanish's brother.
No.
Kissing Kelly.
Don't say that.
No? Your brother needs to go to Dr. Bassett.
Oh, man.
He's got the head of a 50-year-old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know, but I'm afraid to even say anything because it's very
Benjamin scary. Button.
Yeah.
How old is he? He's younger than you, right?
He's 3 years younger. He's 25, 26.
Oof. He is, it's sad bald because he's bald and he shaves it down, which is okay, but he's got the old man's head, George Jefferson, halfway, and that looks just terrible.
He does want Bassin. Like, we've talked about getting him a consultation and whatnot, so he's definitely interested in stuff like
that. Why don't he just shave the whole thing off and go totally
That's
bald?
That's what I said, because he does look good. He was bald before, and he's got...
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking kid. No. Like, he could pull off bald.
Yeah, and he's got some muscles. He's got more muscles than I do, so...
Or he's kind of, good-looking enough where he can get some sort of headgear.
Yeah.
Like a bandana or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or a hat.
I thought you meant, like, a helmet.
No.
Like a bike helmet or something.
No, he could wear, a wool hat in the middle of summer, and people would be like, oh, that guy's cool.
Which he used to do that, actually. So.
He should do that now. Something. Or get a Sharpie and color in the rest of his forehead.
Yeah. He's mentioned something that he watches Cowhead TV at home sometimes and saw Burt's powder, and he's like, this powder really works?
No, not for that. Powder fills in bald spots, not an entire half a hemisphere.
Or a tattoo his head or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
His head looks like the sun when there's a half eclipse and it totally knocks out one half is dark and the other half is kind of bright. That's what his head looks like.
He's Eclipse Head.
That's your brother's new name.
I can't wait to call him that later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carmen, did you or...
No.
Did you or did you not make sweet love to anybody over the weekend?
I did not. But I did get a little something.
From that guy?
No.
JP?
Oh!
JP?
When I saw her, she was clinging on to some good-looking guy.
Yeah?
And she was like, pretty much, if I was a guy, that's how I want girls to be with me. She just pretty much grabbed his arm and was like, I'm totally going to bang this guy.
He's mine for the night.
And I gave her the thumbs up and everything. What happened? Yeah.
Well, he gave her the thumbs up.
No, we left the bar. So I don't remember this. We left Janice, went to One Night Stand, and I'm outside, and that's when I came back to it. And I was just like, how did I get here? I got to get out of here.
Oh, no. You on a park bench?
And then I just jumped in a taxi and I went home.
Yeah, that was the only photo I saw of the pub crawl because I went online and I was looking and I saw a photo. Somebody tweeted a photo of Carmen in a taxi.
In a cab. I saw that,
And at least she made it home safe. Yeah. I mean.
So who did you get a little action from?
Well, Saturday I went out with my girlfriend's boyfriend, had a pool party. And a long story short, ended up someone I needed a ride home. Instead of giving an Uber, someone was very kind, gave me a ride home. And
you return the favor?
Well, no.
I don't know.
I don't know him like that. But he was very up close and personal with me.
What do you mean?
I don't know, went down on me for 15 minutes.
Oh! Wait a second.
And finally I was like, okay, well, I gotta go to bed, so...
You kicked him out of the house after that?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Is that worst. His, how does that even, you make that move of, hey, I'm going to do this to you after just giving you a ride home?
Especially when you know it's probably not the cleanest thing in the world.
Well, pool party. I mean, you got to be in the water all day.
Yeah, but probably kill the germs, but still. Still, you got to admit, yeah. Carmen, after a long day, 2 days of drinking.
2 days of drinking.
It's probably a little swamp monster.
Pool party. Yeah, it was like.
But in his defense, that's a good move. That's a good move. That absolutely is a good move.
For who?
For him, because she thinks, all right, well, I'll let him do that because that'll be enjoyable, whatever. But then what he's thinking is she's going to get, you know, turned on enough to where then I get a little bit of my return.
Surprise.
But no, the iron fist over there doesn't let anything happen.
Well, no, it was, I don't want to say
it wasn't
this
good.
Out loud.
It's too late. We're already there.
Yeah, come on.
No, it was very good.
Yeah.
But then he made the, you know, oh, so do you have any protection? I was like, no.
Oh, use that excuse. Bush league. We know you do.
So. That's a rookie mistake on him for not having it with him.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
That's okay.
At least he was smart enough
to
wrap it before anything. Yeah. Wow.
Excuse me.
You don't want to walk into the woods without without a raincoat.
Listen, you're going into a contaminated house. You're wearing a suit.
I'm not contaminated.
What if in your head he was like, do you have any protection? And because I want to make love to you. And in our head he was like, do you have anything protection?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he was like, I feel vulnerable enough right now.
No, that is not how he initiated it all. It was because he gave me a ride home, and on the way we stopped and got some beer, and then he was like gonna leave, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, you could come in and have a drink with me. If
oh my god, so you baited him.
If you like,
and right?
Then, and then he came in, we had a couple beers, and then he just was like, hey, what's up? Let me do this.
He was like,
wait, whoa, hold on. He had a couple of beers, and then he was just like, so what's up? Can I go down on you?
No, he was like, you have anything to like snack on or anything? She goes, yep, babu, right there, dummy.
Get some. And then, he did it. And
then you said goodbye.
Wait. Back it up to the point where. Where did he just come out with that, or was he like, hey, come on, let's go inside, or what?
No, okay, so I was at the pool party, and then I had, like, a maxi dress, so on my way home, I was just wearing the dress. I didn't have anything underneath it.
You say it like we know what the hell a maxi dress is.
It's a full-body dress. It's the one, you know, that goes all the way down to the floor.
Okay.
So I'm not wearing anything under that. I'm just wearing the dress.
Right.
And then, you know, we have a couple beers, and we start making out, and then stuff happens.
Okay, well, you didn't say that. You just made it like you had two sips of his beer and was like, so can I go down on you?
Yeah. That's how I imagine it. Hey, I'm lying for my Corona and take a trip down
that's
south.
That's how it happened in my head, but no.
Wow. And now, who is this guy? Do we know him?
No.
Carmen.
I don't even know.
Do you know his name?
Oh, I love it.
You don't even know his name.
No way.
I mean, part of the reason why I didn't want to have sex with him. Know his name, and I thought it'd be really weird to ask, be like, oh, hey, by the way, before we do this.
This is why I love you. You're the best.
Can you imagine that sex? Oh, what's your name? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would not say that.
No, but that's...
I'm a professional. It'd be baby or honey or something.
Yeah, but that's...
Guy, you're so good.
Carmen, that's how you do it, is you bang the guy and then go, what was your name? And he goes, my name's Bill. And you go, Bill, get the hell out of my house.
Wow, Carmen. You amaze me.
It was a fun... I had a fun weekend.
Whose pool party was it?
Like cray-cray.
Yeah, we didn't get invited to a pool party.
Yeah, I was sit through the party.
Well, I got invited because it was, like I said, it was my friend's... it was my girlfriend's boyfriend's pool party, and it was all his friends, so she invited me, so she didn't have to be there by herself.
We don't know these people?
No.
All right.
No. It got
we don't know these people. She doesn't know these people.
Listen, that day was really weird. It got real weird.
Why?
So then they ended up having a little argument, and we were gonna leave, and then he was like, no, she can't go, she's too drunk, and took her keys. And then me being a good friend, I was like, listen, bro, if she wants to go, she's leaving. So I went and grabbed her keys, they talked it out, she ended up staying, and then that's when they were like, well, you can leave now. And I was like, okay, peace.
They kicked you out?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, because I was trying to help my friend, because they were in an argument, and then once they settled down, it was
by the way, I'm sure that's how it went. Listen, bro, if she wants to leave, she can leave, whatever. Not terrorist.
Yeah.
You can't yell at her.
This is my friend.
Not my president.
There was no terrorist involved.
Okay.
More presidents.
I'm
just
sure.
Jerks. Yeah. A lot of jerks.
I'm glad you had fun this weekend.
Thank you.
You needed to get loosened up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm ready.
How about that poor guy, man? You put in about 20 minutes worth of work and then you had to drive home.
Nothing.
Oh, we actually had that guy online, too.
Are you crying already?
No, but like I said, Friday night was really good. And to be honest, I don't even remember that guy that you're talking about. Uh-huh. Like I said, I just, at one point, I just came back to, I was outside on the, you know, sidewalk in front of One Night Stand. And I was like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Wow.
And then, yeah. So.
That's a good time, man. We had a good
Does
time.
Anybody else just imagining Carmen, she's wearing that dress with nothing on underneath and they're having a couple beers and then she just like lifts it up and puts like one leg up on the futon and goes, well, get after it, dude. Let's go, bro. I'm starting to get tired.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.